Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Our purpose is twofold. First, we want to inspire you and encourage you, the listener. And second, we need to edify, promote, and acknowledge, or just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And today is Monday, March 29, 2010. I tell you, this is the last Monday of the month of March, and we've been celebrating Women's History all month, and I'm just amazed at how this year is going by so fast. I mean, we definitely have to take advantage of every moment of the day because time truly waits for no one. Well, we are excited. We've just come off a phenomenal conference with the Winter Summit. We are still getting a lot of buzz, and definitely want to encourage everyone to visit our Facebook page, Deborah Hartnett there on Facebook, and check out the photos from the event. Also, if you attended the event, we want you to go ahead and fill out that survey. Let us know your experience, what you thought about it as well. And then also tune in to the site. Go to thewintersummit.com. Leave your comment there. You'll see a section there where you can actually post your experience and what you thought about the conference there as well. And we are gearing up, as you know. We keep it moving. We don't stop. No way. We are gearing up for next year's event, which will be held March 18th and 19th, the same weekend at the same location there at the lovely Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Baltimore Harbor. So stay tuned for that as well. Also, we're going to share a couple other great things at the end of our show today with the Professional Black Women's Association, but I am not going to keep this awesome, awesome lady from you anymore today. This is one of our favorite shows. We've got some of the most highest ratings for this, Dr. Ilan Bumani. So we're going to go ahead and get that show started for us, everyone, today. And then at the end, we'll share some great news about the Professional Black Woman Association and how you can take advantage of that opportunity today. Stay tuned. Here's Dr. Bumani.
Oh, spread the word. Today's show, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. It's so divine, I'm telling you. It is all about the truth that there really is a pot of gold, y'all, at the end of the rainbow, if you just don't quit. And our special guest today is living proof of what happens when you keep moving forward, no matter what your circumstances look like around you, Dr. Ilan Bumani. Dr. Ilan Bumani went from being a homeless woman, a homeless mother, to a net worth, listen now, a net worth of $1 million plus in a year and a half. She had $36 and a dream. And some of you all are probably thinking $36, but the dream is more valuable than $36, and she's going to tell us that today. She has been a guest on Montel Williams and Michael Bazin. She's been featured in Jet and Essence. Dr. Ilan Bumani is well-versed on subjects such as the 21st century global leadership, financial and wealth education, women's empowerment, holistic health, fitness, green living connoisseur, e-business innovator, and spiritual evolutionist. Dr. Ilan Bumani is owner and founder of Papyrus Publishing and an innovative publishing company dedicated to writing and publishing books, CDs, DVDs, creating e-commerce websites and services that will educate, empower, and inspire individuals to fulfill their greatest dreams. The primary goal of Papyrus Publishing is to create self-help products and services that deal with wealth, health, relationships, and spiritual subjects. Her latest project is an online Black encyclopedia. The website will highlight the accomplishments of well-known Blacks as well as ordinary people that are doing extraordinary things to enhance the lives of others. The website, just so you'll know, is www.blackwebpedia.com. In addition to owning Pepperus Publishing, Dr. Lon Bumani is CEO and founder of Good Credit Consultants, LLC, a credit resolution firm, and the Loan Modifications Consultants, a foreclosure mediation company. Dr. Bumani also created a website for women that inspired them to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise. She is otherwise known as the Dynamic Diva. She's a top-selling author. She's written several books from Diva Dollars, Wealth Chance, Good Debt Riches, and Make Some Miracles with MSM, just to name a few. And she's all excited here today. She's going to tell us about her new book that's coming out. And also, she is, well-documented, trained. She has a BA from Rutgers, an MA in Natural Health from Clayton College of Natural Healing, and she is a doctor of naturopath, which I can't wait to learn more about that. Well, when we take this short break, we will come back and you will hear from none other than the dynamic diva herself, Dr. Lon Bumani.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Yes, yes, we are back with the lovely dynamic diva herself, Dr. Lon Bumani. It's such a pleasure to have her on the show today. Welcome. Are you there, madam?
Yes, I am, Deborah. You did a phenomenal job on introduction. That was the best introduction that I've gotten in my whole entire career.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to thank you so much for that phenomenal introduction. I wanted to see me again. So I do appreciate that, and I'm so grateful that you have your show because we really need it out there to express to the divas that their American dream is still alive and well. And
yes,
that, you know, so many fabulous women of color are just doing it, and we're doing it large. And I'm
yes,
so glad, and I appreciate your show, and I look forward to sharing with individuals some phenomenal information today that's going to prepare their lives to the next level.
Well, you know what? I tell you, this is your platform today. You deserve it. Congratulations for doing what you're doing, for not giving up. Tell us, we'd like to just jump right into it, so we might bounce around or what have you. Please tell us, how did you go from $36 to $1 million-plus in a year and a half? Tell us. Don't hold back. Tell us the truth.
All right. I'll be happy to tell you. Here it is.
When all right.
This is what happened for me. That happens for most women. You know, we always get an opportunity to turn a so-called crisis into an opportunity. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I basically did. In a nutshell, start out like for most women, we get married and we have a little bouncing baby boy, first time mom. And I
mm-hmm.
had that S on my chest, diva. I can do it all, super mom. I was going to run my private practice that I had a storefront business called Bumani's Village Enterprises of Holistic Healing. So I was running that business, taking care of individuals with various health challenges, just like a typical doctor would do. And then I had my wonderful baby, and unlike my mom, who grew up as a single mother on welfare, I had the opportunity to be able to stay at home with my son. And I wanted to fulfill a dream that she did not have an opportunity to fulfill. Like most women, we always struggle with, should I stay home and raise a baby, or should I work? And most of the times, it's not even an option. 70% of African-American households are being headed by women, and because of that, we're going to throw the purse strings, but that's the only purse string that's coming in the house, so they had to work, and my mother was no exception to the rule. She had to go out there and work. So when I was blessed with that opportunity to have a wonderful baby, I wanted to get the most out of it because, Deborah, I can always get a private practice, but I can't always see that first walk, talk, and bonding experience that every woman would love to have with their newborn baby, and I wanted to take full advantage of that. And that's just my personal opinion. I think it's best for mom to stay at home to be able to give their child the very best that life has to offer. So when I made that decision, I forgot to tell my husband because I thought that he would be jumping up and down for joy also. But unfortunately, Deborah, when there's no romance, when the money is funny, and that's where I found myself, no exception to the rule, because most marriages, what, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And the number reason why they end in divorce is because of M-O-N-E-Y, Monet. So there we go, whoop, there it is. There was a very much a conflict of interest. And so my husband took his position, Deborah, and I took mine. But Deborah, he pulled out the major trump card. He emptied our joint checking account. Ouch!
Wow.
So in a matter of minutes, Deborah, I found myself financially destitute. So, you know, right now we're in, you know, domestic violence month, and people always focus on the violence. But what I tell women also, we have to understand this. It's not only the physical abuse that's really prevalent, but even I think it's more profound is the emotional and the mental and the financial abuse that is going on within our community. And so with that in mind, I knew I had to do something with a quickness. And so when he pulled out that major trump card, you know, it was real simple. Spirit said, go, get out, just like the Exorcist movie. And I did. I was very clear about this. You know, and when I did it, Deborah, you talk about God. You talk about the diva within, that's when she was born within me. Because I was very clear about this, Deborah. If God can provide for the birds, bees, flowers, and trees, sure enough, God will provide for me. But if I stayed in that toxic, dysfunctional relationship, I was going to keep getting what I was receiving, and I had to go. And so I did step out. You talk about step out on faith, and that's what I tell divas to do. Faith is feeling as if it has already happened. And in order to have a test, you got to give it a testimonial. You got to give yourself an opportunity to have a test. So this was my test, Deborah. And I was very, very clear about the fact that I was already so low, Deborah, I could do the law of averages were in my favor. I could do nothing but go up high. So let me tell you how God works. When you make a decision, because that's what it's all about. Once you make a decision about whatever you want to do in life, Deborah, divine providence will step in. So when I made that decision, I just packed back. I was totally out of it when this had happened. Now, keep in mind, Deborah, now most divas would be like, no, he didn't. You know, we would get dramatic. The head would start switching back and forth, and we'd be blaming him and playing the victim blame shame game. No. See, the key question I have for you, Deborah, and everybody else, who put themselves in that situation?
Yes, I heard someone last week, our guest, say, you know, we have the babies or we get married or we do, we're busy and everything, and I said, we lose. She said, no, we give our power. We give
there
it.
There you go. We gave it away, and that's Ilan Dale Bomani was no exception to the rule, because as you're blaming somebody else and pointing fingers at them, guess what's happening, Deborah? Three fingers are pointing back at you. So I'm very clear about this, that I put myself in that situation. Because I always tell women this, you know, let's say it is 95% him, but it's the 5% that you have control over. And that's what you have to focus on, because once you leave yourself in a powerless victim situation, that leaves you powerless. But when you take responsibility and accountability for where you are at, that leaves you in a powerful situation, because you know that all you got to do is make changes, because that's all what this is all about. It's all about the choices that you make. You've got to change them. And you just got to do better. So when you know better, you do better. And let me tell you right now, I did enough spiritual work, because when I got on my hands and knees, Deborah, when I was praying, I said, you know, I'm going to stay in here a little bit longer, because this homeless thing is not pretty.
You didn't like it, huh?
No. And guess what? It will never, ever happen again. I promise you that. And I'm very clear about this, Deborah. And this is where the blessing and the lesson, because we never make mistakes, Deborah. They're
mm-hmm.
only blessings and lessons. Because if
mm-hmm.
we learn from them and capitalize off of them, it was for the betterment of the whole. I'm so glad I was homeless, Deborah. I'm
mm-hmm.
so glad I didn't have anything of any value. I'm so glad I was willing to risk it all
mm-hmm.
in order to gain so much more. And that's what some people got to do. Be blessed. When you lose that job, get excited. Understand that right now you were causing that experience. You knew you wasn't supposed to be at that job anyway. If you lose that house, get excited. You knew you had to work on your finances, and you know you got to do it better next time in order to gain that house. Just brush yourself off and go out there and start looking for the next house. You know,
right.
If you lose that mate, get excited, obviously. If you lose anything and it doesn't come back to you, it was never yours from the jump street.
Right.
So you got to get fixed and focus on what is yours and focus on changing your attitude, your mindset, and all those things will come to you. Because whatever the mind can conceive and believe, Deborah, it will achieve. So this is what happened when I stepped out on faith. I'm on the phone now. I'm at a hotel with credit cards because that's all I had, literally, in a little suitcase with hardly nothing in it, just me and my baby. And I contacted the Placer County Women's Center. And so she basically stated to me, she said, okay, let me explain something to you. We are completely full. We have no rooms available. And so I said, you know, I really understood because she said I was not being physically abused, which I understand. I would rather a sister that had been physically abused and beaten down and her life was at stake to get that room than myself. So I was very understanding of that. And then I just sighed, and then she said, well, where are you? I said, listen, I'm at a hotel. I'm on limited credit cards. You know, I'm just trying to find a way out of no way. You know, that's what I'm at. So she said, hold on. Let me talk to my supervisor. Now, Deborah, this is what I'm talking about, and I get chills every time I share this story because that's why I tell women you've got to step out on faith. She came back to the phone and said one room had just opened up, one person had just left.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That's when I knew that God was ordering my steps. That's when I knew that I made the best decision for my child and I. And that's what I knew. Don't worry about the details. Let God handle them. You just go, and then you realize your greatness and act on it. And so that's when a dynamic diva was born with inside of me. And the diva means basically tapping into the female expression of God. You're it. Everything that you need, you've already been provided for. Because it said in the Bible, you are created in the likeness and image of God. It can't get any better
than
that.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And especially when you're a mama, because I always tell women, I said, listen, wait a minute, hold it now. You are already in the miracle-making business. You create a miracle when you put life on this earth. Think about this. You can't put a man on the moon. You can't have the President of the United States. You can't even have Jesus without Mary. The key thing about it is, women, you are phenomenal. If once you're able to do that, what can you not do?
What can you not do?
What can you not do is the question. So, you know, I was very, very clear when I got it, because I'd done all the work and all the studying, but you know me, Deborah, I graduated from school, spiritual special ed. You know, I had to get knocked upside the head and something drama in order for me to get it. Then I'm it. Then I'm everything that I already needed, that I have in doubt with me, everything as far as talent, resources, education, and information to accomplish whatever it is that I need to do. And so do you, because guess what? This is how good God is. There's nothing special about me, Deborah, and all the other divas out there. There's not special about you, too. And the same source that supplied me with all my blessings and Oprah and Tyler Perry and all the other, and even Deborah, you know, all the same source that provided us with all of our blessings is available to each and every one of the individuals that are out there. But the question is, are you listening?
Mm.
Are you paying attention? And more importantly, are you taking action? So what I did was, when I got to that homeless center, I instantaneously had decided I was going to buy a house.
Yeah.
Not a typical choice most homeless people would choose to do. But like I said, Deborah, I'll repeat this again. I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. The worst case scenario, Deborah, what would I do? Forego foreclosure, have to start all over again. But at least I didn't want to get into the vicious cycle of renting an apartment, getting caught up in the deposit, getting caught up in investing into someone else's wealth and abundance. You know, get caught up in having a J-O-B, which is just over broke. I'm very clear, when you have a job, you're just making other people rich. I didn't want to get into that. I was very, very clear that I had put myself in that situation because, Deborah, the key thing about it is I had a love-hate relationship with money. Oops.
Mm.
What most people have. You see, Deborah, I was saying things like, now I know you don't do that, and I know the people out there in this audience doesn't do that, but I was saying things like Robin Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Money don't grow on trees.
Money, don't start on me. And money is the root of all evil. Hello.
Yeah, hold back now. You don't know what tomorrow gonna bring now. Don't push too.
Okay. Woo. I can't afford it. Okay.
Mm.
And so what are we doing? We're blocking our blessings. Whatever your words create your world. Told you whatever mind can conceive and believe it will achieve. So if you believe you're broke, you're gonna be broke. If you believe you're poor, you will be poor. You know, if you believe you're living paycheck to paycheck, you will be living paycheck to paycheck. You know, if you believe that, you know, the job, the J-O-B is the only way to go, that is the only way you will go. But also, the other blessing is, if you change your words, you change your world. So what I started to say now, knowing that my words were creating, because it says in the Bible, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue.
Hello.
Right.
You're creating your blessings or you're creating your curse. And you know, God is so good and the universe is so accommodating. It will give you exactly what you state and say. Like, you know, people say, oh, you make me sick. And the next thing you know, they got a cold and they're upset about it.
Yeah. You go,
watch what you say. So once I really got it that I was a manifestation of what I think, as above, so below, I had to start to change my thoughts. Once I changed my thoughts, I had to start changing my words. So I started saying things like, Deborah, like, you know, my income is constantly increasing.
Yes.
I am a dynamic diva millionaire.
Yes.
You know, the checks are in the mail.
Yes.
Money looks good on me. Okay, and instead of having a love-hate relationship with money and me and money being distant cousins and not on speaking terms, now me and money are best friends, Deborah. I love money and money loves me. Not as I was in love with money. I'm very clear about this, and this is what I want divas to understand. Because one diva said to me, and this is the truth, and Deborah, you may be able to relate to this because we all go through, I always tell people I'm a recovering brokeaholic. We always go through our issues in regards to money. And if we really think about it, coming out of slavery, we were once the product and the commodity. For the blood, sweat, and tears of this country, it was at our own demise as a people. So I understand why we have a poverty consciousness.
Right.
The reality of the situation is that we have got to get over it. And we have got to realize that money is an innocent bystander. Understand this right now. It's an innocent bystander. It is what people do with the money that will be determined whether or not it is for good or it's for bad. Because the same money that goes to Donald Trump or the same money that goes to the people in Enron and Wall Street, subprime mortgage debacle, the loan companies and the banks and things, is the same money that goes to Oprah Winfrey that gives $30 million to the Katrina victors. Or the same person like Tyler Perry that put out some movies and videos and tapes and DVDs that inspire people to accomplish their greatest dreams and to live their life in greatness and amount of abundance. Mother Teresa was a millionaire. People don't know that. But when she got the money, she went and gave it to the poor.
Mm.
Homes and villages and nonprofit organizations. And I'm just saying there's so many good people out there doing good with money, as well as there are bad people that are out there doing bad with money. Unfortunately, the bad people get the most press.
Right.
The key thing that we really need to understand about money is that there are a lot of wealthy people out there with money that are doing a whole lot of good. And to be honest with you, Deborah, that's all I do with my money. My money is here to bless other people, and people bless me with the money that I receive in return. And that's what we have got to get back into the business of doing. That's why I call myself a conscious capitalist.
Yeah.
I call myself socially responsible investor, meaning I only do business with people that are doing good with the money to do good for the betterment of this world. So, and that's important, and that's what you want to focus on doing because all things come around.
Yeah.
So I'm putting some good karma on this money so it can come and circulate back to me and give me greater means of abundance so that what I can do with that money, Deborah, like I'm doing right now talking on the phone, I can bless other people.
Right.
So that's what you want to do. We're going to have a complete paradigm shift of how we view money. Once you do that, you won't repel money. That's why a lot of people without money, because of the fact that they've seen all the cool things that people have done, not the money has done anything, the cool things that people have done with the money that determines some people's fate. But now I tell people, now the best thing that that a person can do for a poor person is not be one of them.
That's right. That's right. Because there's no example there. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Right,
so,
right.
So what I did some logical, brief things. Let me tell you what I did, Deborah, some things that other women can do. This is all practical stuff. This is no Houdini magic trick. There was no pulling a rabbit out of a hat. This is how I got real practical. Number one.
Well, tell you what, stay right there. Hold that thought. We want everybody right now at the sound of my voice. You know you have some friends that need to hear this. Have them dial 347-838-9278. You have to hear this life-changing information. It's not so much about the physical. It's about what she just said, the mental, and we want you to get it. Share with them. Have them go to the website. We're going to take a quick break, and we want to hear. I cannot wait to come back from this break. We want to hear exactly those tips that you were sharing with us. I'm just so grateful to have you on the show today. Dr. Bumani is just powerful. We'll be right back.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop source for starting or enhancing your business. Our team professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
We are back with the dynamic diva herself, Dr. Ilan Bumani. She's been sharing some powerful things with us. The blessing is in the lesson. Faith, I got to get that acronym you said again, feeling already. What was it, feeling already? This thing has already happened. Oh, my. And you were just hearing to share with us those things, those practical things that you did, along with changing your mindset to go from $36 to $1 million+ in a year and a half.
Well, great, Deborah. Thank you so much for the reintroduction. And I want to say this to you. The first thing people want to do, because we got a 1-2-3 thing, we're going to keep it simple. And truly, the way to wealth is real simple. It's just that people make it complicated. They're scared. They're afraid. And that's why I titled my book, Dynamic Diva Dollars for Women Who Aren't Afraid to Become Millionaires. And I'd be the first to tell you, yes, I was in fear, but I felt the fear and I did it anyway. Because I was more fearful of being homeless than I was fearful of being wealthy and rich. You know, so I tell everybody right now, just step out on faith and know that everything that you need will be provided for you. So with that said, let me tell you some practical things that you need to do. We're going to give it to you three. First, you need to develop a wealth consciousness. I already discussed that with you about changing the way you're thinking about money. Start thinking about a prosperous consciousness you want to develop. And the thing that you want to do is stop hanging out. This is really important. With negative people. This is very powerful. Deborah, I share with you something that's very, very valuable here. And the reason why I shared this story, this is our own personal experience, is because I really want you to get this, because there are going to be people that are going to stop you from going to the next level where you want to go. Why? It's real simple. Your circle of influence. You know, if you're poor and broke, most likely your circle of people. And so what happens is when you start to make that shift, their fear is going to jump all over you. So in a nutshell, what happened to me, I literally, Deborah, had to evict my own mother from one of my properties. I had a best friend, just like Oprah and Gail. I mean, we talked on the phone 25 days, 7 days a week, until she married a man that she met over the Internet and decided to try to take $2.5 million worth of real estate from me. You're going to find people that are going to come in and be so-called business partners. They're going to come in and look out for your best interest that took away $65,000 from me, one of my transactions. So what I'm saying is that it's not like I gave you the rosy-colored story in the beginning, the Cliff Notes version, but I had my trials doing it. But I kept my eye on the prize because you know why, Deborah? I had a wealth consciousness. I really did understand that this was a necessary means to a better end. It happens. Some will, some won't. So what? Move on. Next. You know, don't get caught up into someone else's madness. And people say, well, you know, son, how could you, you know, evict your mother? It was because of the money. See what money does, negative things? No, no, no. It wasn't the money. Remember, I told you it's the people. You see, when you grow up poor and on welfare, you have a poverty consciousness. What happens is people don't mind when you do good, but Deborah, don't do better. And sometimes it's your family members. And I always tell people, God gives us friends to apologize for our family sometimes. And keep in mind, you got to ask yourself, Deborah, I was actually taking care of my mother. I mean, I literally was taking care of her. So you got to ask yourself, why would she cut off her nose despite her face? Because if I fail, obviously she fails. Okay?
Right.
That's what happens when jealousy, envy, and anger and fear comes into place. You're not in your right mind. So you are ridiculous things when the jealousy just takes a hold of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this is what I want to prepare people for. Sometimes you have to love people from a distance, you know. Sometimes you're going to have to release a lot of things. And then also, you've got to turn off the TV set. Situation, negative situations and circumstances. If you're going to go to the casino, Deborah, you're most likely to do. You're going to gamble. If you're going to go to the bar, what you're going to most likely to do, Deborah? You're going to drink.
Mm-hmm,
and if you're
going to
hang out with Miss Drama Queen, what you most likely do? You're going to have a lot more drama in your life.
That's right.
So you're going to have to release some of those friends. Or you have to love them from a distance. You have to do it angrily. Listen, I'll talk to you later. I really do appreciate this phone conversation. But, you know, right now I'm on a major mission that I've got to accomplish some goals and objectives. And I'll talk to you in the future. It's really nice that you called. Thank you. You're going to have to do that in order to isolate yourself, to get around the people. And then what you need to do is attract people that are about where you want to go. You know, in order to get better at the game of tennis, Deborah, guess what? You got to play with a better tennis player. Well, that's what I had to do to create wealth. You know, association brings on assimilation. Birds of a feather flock together. I had to hang out with other millionaires and copycat some of the things that they did in order to manifest it in my life.
Right.
And so they upped my game. They gave me those wonderful gold nuggets. So keep in mind, the first thing you want to do is develop that wealth consciousness. Now, once you get the wealth consciousness, Deborah, now this is where the part comes in at. You got to get, number two, the financial education. Here we go. We're all in elementary school when it comes to money. They didn't teach us about real estate. They talked about the other R's. Okay,
yeah.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to know how to be. We really wanted to major in wealth 101. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We really did.
Right.
We really didn't want to work for anybody else. But we thought we'd go to college, get a college degree, that would be our salvation. No. That is training you to work for somebody else that wants
to be
wealthy. Majority of wealthy people are dropouts. Look at Bill Gates. Look at Dell Computers guy. None of them have college degrees. They're actually college dropouts. And look at Henry Ford. He had an eighth grade education. So it's not always about the education. It's really all about the chutzpah, you know, the guts, the ability to go out there and face your fears and have the dreams and aspirations and perseverance to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So that's what I did. I got the financial education. I got the Carlton Sheets No Money Down program. Everybody heard about him, the infomercial guy that comes on TV at night.
That's right. That everybody says done work because they didn't work it.
Exactly right. And so what I did was, I had, like I said, Deborah, I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. I worked it. And so we know how to improvise, Deborah. We know how to make a way out of no way. And so I acted like I knew. So I started acting like a real estate investor. I started acting like a millionaire. When I did that, guess what? People bought my act. So I was able to purchase my first real estate investment property for $125,000. But let me tell you, Deborah, once again, that divine providence steps in. This is what I'm talking about, divas out there. Listen, when I first looked at my home, Deborah, it had a sold sign on it. Sold. But, Deborah, I'm looking at the house, and you've had that feeling before. That's mine. You know, I know I'm supposed to do this. And so that feeling came over me and said, that's your house. And I'm like, okay, Spirit, this is lovely, but it's got a sold sign on it. And then I shut up. Because that's what we tend to do. We tend to talk too much, Deborah, that we miss our blessings.
Okay.
So I shut up and I called the real estate agent. You know what she told me, Deborah? The house just fell out of escrow. Can you imagine if I listened to my right mind instead of my righteous mind? Can you imagine instead of listening to God, the diva within me, voice talking to me, what I would have missed out on? So this is what I'm talking about. You got to trust yourself. Okay, you got to trust and faith and know that God has ordered your steps and everything you need will be provided for you. So I got it, Deborah. I instantaneously, I took a cash advance, went online, Deborah, and basically apply for 10 cards. I got every single one of the cards, Deborah. Before then, I had difficulty. And see, when God's in your path, got 10 credit cards to $10,000, put a cash advance into my bank account, got a 100% finance loan from a mortgage broker. See, these are all things people can do. And even today, yes, you can. Stop it.
Yeah, because you know I was going to say that. I was going to say, people saying, you can't buy a house today. Well, she did that then. Cause,
and guess what? You can do it with good credit, bad credit, no credit. It's all about the strategy. Deborah, it's all about how I do things, Deborah. It's not about if I can or if I can't. It's about the how. And that's what I focus all my energies on. So in doing so, Deborah, that's what I did. I went out. I got 125%. $125,000 loan for the property. And guess what I did? I negotiated a deal with the seller using a script from the Call and See Some Money Down program, like I was a pro, and I faced it until I made it, and I basically negotiated him, giving him his asking price of $125,000 if he paid the closing costs, which came to about $5,000. He agreed to it, Deborah, because remember, the house was in escrow, so he was chasing that money. And I also knew that the property was like $5,000 over what they were asking. But did I care? Listen, I had a return of investment of affinity, 100%. No money was coming out of my pocket. But they said, "Now, why did you do anything? You only had $36,000 in your checking account." Well, I got real creative. First of all, I sold my wedding ring. I didn't lose that anymore.
Okay.
I sold my car. That was a liability, not an asset. I opened up my private practice outside of my home. And even better than that, I got a roommate.
Okay.
My mortgage was $900. My roommate paid $450. She gave me a deposit for $450. Hello.
And oh, that was a month.
wasn't due until 40 days later.
Okay.
I had garage sales. Now, these are all practical things women out there can do. You know, this is not fabulous. All practical things I just now say to you. And then I started seeing clients on a monthly basis come in, and I got additional tax write-offs. You know, and then what I did was, okay, I didn't have to use all my money and I didn't have to use all my cash. I formulated limited partnerships with other individuals that wanted to invest their money in a pot, and we went out there and bought fourplexes and duplexes and single-family houses. And I never looked back. You know, I just kept going, going, going. And I just was very, very clear. I didn't even know I was a millionaire until my attorney told me. I knew I wasn't broke anymore. Don't get me wrong. But I didn't even realize, because I was very clear. I mean, I work 7 days a week, Deborah. And this is the thing that people always tell me, you know, what's the secret? You know, like the movie The Secret and the book The Secret.
Yeah.
What's the secret? Well, first
of
all, I've been living a secret the last 20 years of my life, but I wasn't acting on it, Deborah. That's the last thing people need to do. Take action. Take action. Write the book. Buy the real estate. You know, invest in the stock market. Do trading. Open up that e-business. You know, join that affiliate program. You know, have that concert or that conference. Sing or dance. Because nobody can do it like you or better than you. And guess what? You don't have to be perfect at it, Deborah. I'll tell you right now, Deborah, look, between you and me and all the people that's listening, I got typos, grammatical errors in it, the whole book, my book. But I still put it out there because that was me. That was what my vision was at the time. Even Spike Lee's first movie, She Gotta Have It, Need to Be Done Again. Even Spike would say that. But you got to put it out there. I didn't do that and try to be perfect at it instead of on purpose. I would have never got on. Just recently I did the BET Mom, Myself, and I reality show. I've been in Essence, Jet, Black Enterprise Magazine, the Monster Woods, and I even got a call from Oprah. Now, can you imagine? If I sat there waiting for it to be perfect, or waited, you know, until the time was right, and until I did this, until I had a little bit more money. But I mean, we make all these excuses, as to why we can't live our dreams. Trust that if you're coming with complete authenticity, with complete integrity, because you know a lot of people got books out there, but they're ghost written.
Wow.
By somebody else.
Yeah.
There's a lot of celebrities out there that is perpetrating the fraud and doing all these other type of things. You know, but I came from the heart. You know what happened, Deborah? People picked that up. I mean, Deborah, from my book, Dynamic Diva Dollars, we're talking about people whose FICO score went from, you know, 500 to 700, people who were able to get out of debt, people who were able to buy, get into real estate. One diva just now called me, and she had been trying to get my books for 3 months. And you can go to my website, thedynamicdiva.com. She had to wait for 3 months to get my book. But she tried to get my book for 3 months. But when she finally got my book, Deborah, she's getting ready to move into her first home.
Perfect.
You know, she paid off all of her debt. She cleaned up her credit. She bought a brand new car just from a $20 book. And this is what I'm talking about, that, you know, she acted on it. She didn't just read my book. I tell people my book's a manual. You're supposed to refer back to that on a daily basis. I do, and I even wrote it. You know,
yeah.
My book, Wealth Chance, I read my Wealth Chance every day. You got to chant this thing into existence. So
yeah, when I saw that title, I was like, yeah, this is I'm vibing with this right now. We put that up on the site. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Definitely, you got to do that. You got to be in it to win it, because I'll tell you first, Deborah, 90% of building wealth, like we just talked about earlier, is mental.
Yes.
It's a mental game. The 10% is the how-to.
Yes.
Because, you know, they said the average lottery winner, you know, is broke within 2 years. Well, of course they are, because they didn't change their habits. They didn't change their actions. They didn't change their thinking. They just now have more money to blow.
Right.
I had a dessert on Tv for $14,000, a dessert. You know, they got a price ticket out there for everything. It doesn't take much, you know, to be broke. So, you know, I'm clear that, you know, people need to first develop a wealth consciousness. Once they do that, they need to, you know, get a financial education. Once they get the financial education, then they need to take action to help them accomplish their dreams and everything that they need to do.
Wow,
so,
this has just been awesome. This is just, I'm over here just taking so many notes. I'm forgetting that we're actually on a radio show. I just feel like I'm just able to talk to you myself. We're just so grateful to have you share and reiterate the things that we need to hear and confirm that. And it's just awesome to be able to celebrate what you're doing in your life. We're going to take a short break. I know we have the lines are blowing up here. I know we have some people that love to ask you a question. Are you open to taking questions, Diva?
You better believe it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve.
All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a short break. Please go ahead. Dial in 347-838-9278. Again, that's 347-838-9278. Or if you're in the chat room, you can send a message over, and we'd love to ask the Dynamic Diva a question. We're going to take a short break, and we look forward to hearing back from you. Our guest today, again, is Dr. Ilan Bumani, the Dynamic Diva.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? Have a laundry list of 20 things to do and you still haven't done, the laundry? Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, we are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month, and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
We are back with the lovely Dr. Ilan Bumani. We are so excited to have her on our show today. And, you know, one of the main things that she's been talking about is changing our mindsets. And one of the key things she said, that first thing, those top three things we need to do is develop a wealth consciousness. And a lot of that has to do with the people we surround ourselves with. And we are so excited that we have an awesome event that you can surround yourself with some dynamic divas that are doing things, doing it big. When I mentioned to you, we have none other than the awesome Winter Summit Conference and Expo, Savvy Advice, Practical Application for Winning Women. It's going to be held March 19th and 20th at the Hyatt Regency. That's at the Baltimore Harbor. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, early registration ends this Saturday. You want to get in there now, get your tickets, because it will be a sellout event. Just check out some of these topics. Six-figure selling, the greenbacks and going green, money-making marketing, the timeless principles of leadership, discovering the power in your passion, and ignite your image. Again, go to www.thewintersummit.com, thewintersummit.com, and we are celebrating our new look thanks to the lovely Miss Alicia Redmond of Creative One Designs. I'm telling you, she is
so dynamic, so powerful. You guys are going to see more of her work as well. But back to our awesome guest today. If you've got questions, you can dial in to 347-838-9278. Simply press 1 so that we'll know that you would like to ask a question of the Dynamic Diva today. So, Diva, we're so happy again to have you on the show. You talk
a very negative world.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, things that become and sensationalize is negative, and that's what
yes.
we all press. And that's why I tell people that it is so important that you really isolate yourself, because it's an African proverb that states, you know, when a bird, it's one thing when a bird lands on your head. It's another thing we allow the bird to build a nest. And some of us have been really renting out our head too easily and very cheaply, you know, as far as what's out there right now. So it's going to take all of you to really shift and change. And one of the key things is, like I mentioned to you earlier, which is so paramount, is that you really be conscientious about what you're marinating around. And in order to become a millionaire, and I think everybody, well, first of all, Deborah, this is one thing I'm between you and me. You know, it blows my mind that so many people say to me, you know, I don't want to be a millionaire. You know, Deborah, that's really like saying, I want to be homeless. I want to
right.
be poor. That's what you're saying to me. Because understand this right now. I think we can agree $1 million is not a lot of money.
Right.
You
it's
know,
not. It's not.
You cannot retire off of $1 million. Okay.
Mm-mm.
You know, Walmart is still my favorite store, and I still shop at Target, and I do have a budget. So I tell people, don't get it twisted if you think. Matter of fact, $1 million is basically middle class right now. But it does,
yes.
you know, it basically does make ends meet. But
yes.
let's be very clear that now they're saying that the middle class, the middle class that's in existence right now makes $500,000 a year. So a lot of us got to do a lot of catching up here. I said $500,000. Barack and Michelle Obama have put away $500,000 for their kids' college education alone. I didn't say retirement. I didn't say for the future houses or cars or for the future career business initiatives or for investment. I said just for their two kids, that's $250,000 apiece. Because you know why, Deborah? You and I both know it's going to cost about that much.
Mm-hmm.
To get
mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, they're setting them up to get a very, very, very good college education and go to a very, very, very good school. Because I tell people, financial freedom ain't free.
Mm-mm.
It's an investment. And that's how they got to the next level. Instead of drowning in debt, they're not going to put their kids through that, so that they have to really start all over again. Because nowadays, a kid that's being born today, it's going to cost them, and they did a statistical study, $250,000 by the time they're 18 years old to get a decent college education. Now, I'll be quite honest with you, I'm not telling people that's the route they may want to go, but
right.
I'm very, very clear that with the rate of inflation, that what we consider a lot of money ain't a lot of money anymore.
It's not.
And I mean that word ain't.
Mm-hmm,
so I just
mm-hmm.
really want everybody to fully understand that it's not an option. You must achieve massive success. Or more importantly, the more you know, the more you owe now. When Hurricane Katrina or some other crisis come, don't go complaining. You
mm-hmm,
see, Deborah,
mm-hmm.
that's the key thing that people don't understand. The Jamaican proverb that states, save money so one day money will save you.
And
I can tell you, I've been in many predicaments that I've been blessed with. Oh, I didn't have to worry about the money. I mean, Deborah, I think you can concur with me. I mean, such a blessing. God, it's a rainy day here in Houston, and I ain't got to worry about going out there, getting in traffic, possibly getting an accident so I can go to a job so I won't get fired from my boss. I can stay home with my kids. And so the money allows me to have choices, Deborah. That's what this
yeah.
is all about. Just the
yes.
money allows me to have choices. And I always tell people I became a millionaire for what it made of me. I mean, obviously, Deborah, I'm more courageous. I'm more confident. I'm more brave. I'm more compassionate, loving, giving, discipline, order, balance, reciprocity. All these wonderful moral attributes, they've been honed inside of me because of the journey that I've been on. And so it can same can happen to you, because I tell people, if tomorrow it all goes poof, gone, poof, poof, I'm cool. Because you know what, Deborah, people can't take away my circle of influence, my network. Because think about it, if you network, you improve your net worth. It's all about who you know. See, I got a lot of millionaire friends. So we just go in and do joint business ventures and things of that nature together and keep it rocking and rolling. Because money makes money. And money hangs out with other money. okay?
Right.
I can't
right.
My experience, my education, nobody can take that away from me.
Right.
Okay? So this
right.
is so important because once you get there, you can't stop. And you heard about Donald Trump. Donald Trump lost $1 billion. $1 billion, and he got it back because he has his name, his brand, his circle of influence all intact, and his education. So
right.
He was able to duplicate that within a couple of years. Robert Kiyosaki, which that poor that guy, he lost $1 million from a bad business decision. And they always say that the wealthy people, number one, started out broke. So anybody that's temporary cash, you're okay.
Yes,
the second
right.
thing is they claimed bankruptcy 3.2 times. It wasn't that they didn't have blessings and lessons because they never make mistakes. They never fail. They just learn from them, and they kept going and moving on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like when we type on a typewriter. First thing, if we push a W, we don't freak out. We don't pass out. We don't sit up the covers the next 10, 20 days. We just go back, delete, and keep on typing, right?
I like that.
If you lose your house, if you lose your marriage, if you lose your car, you know, if you lose a relationship with your mom or your dad or your loved one, you just go back, delete, start all over again, and do it better
mm-hmm.
next time. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. So don't
mm-hmm.
be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out and be the very best that you can be, because I guarantee you, you'll always get the blessing and the lesson, and it'll always be good. It will always be good. This is going to propel you to accomplish your dream, and it's so, I live a phenomenal life. I'm happy. I'm successful. I'm content with inside of myself. You know, people say, you know, wealthy people are unhappy. You know, money isn't everything. Well, I tell those people that don't have any money, give money a try and talk to me later.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
People that tell me
give me what you got.
Right. Let me borrow for a minute here. You know, because even people tell me, you know, I don't want to be a millionaire. I said, well, how do you know you don't want to be a millionaire if you've never been one?
What they're saying is they don't want to work like you working.
Yes, and they're afraid. You know,
yeah.
I got to say, because I know a lot of people that are working really hard for somebody
yeah.
else. 24
yeah.
hours a day, they got two jobs, they got a part-time job with that and all that kind of wonderful stuff. These people don't mind working hard, but they really are afraid, and they really don't understand how valuable that they are and how they can accomplish whatever it is that they want to accomplish. So I'm here to tell people today is the day, Operation New Life, that anything and all your dreams that you want to accomplish, you can do. You know why, Deborah? Because education, eduke, is Latin. You know what that means? That
yeah.
means to bring out.
Mm-hmm.
Eduke, to bring out.
Mm-hmm.
So what that basically means, that you have within inside of you everything that you need. So if you want to be a seamstress, or if you want to be a postman, if you want to be a consultant, you know, for a business, or, you know, I crack myself up because I'm always, like, changing my script. It's like now I consider myself a wellness expert. I'm going into corporations, and I'm teaching them how to balance creating wellness programs so for health prevention, and they can lessen their insurance policies. They can create
yes.
programs within that institution to help them fortify their clientele base and their human resource so they live in an optimum health, and that affects their bottom line, where they keep more money in, happier human resource, and then everybody wins. And I just created that out of the top of my head, you know, and then I
yes.
acted on it, and then I wrote
yes.
a post, and then I submitted it, and then I got the deal. So this is what I'm trying to tell people is that, you know, just have trust and faith in yourself, that you've been endowed with everything you need, because you know why? You're a king or queen's kid, meaning you come from royalty. You know, you come from the very best that there is to offer. So I want you to realize that it is your birthright to be massively successful and accomplish with every dream that you need to dream. And so, you know, last but not least, what I'm going to do, Deborah, you tell me when to go, because I can talk, as you can see.
I'm taking notes. We have about 5 minutes.
Good. Well, let me 5 minutes. Now, this is what I'm going to do the last 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the up-and-coming industries that you need to be invested into. You want to know what's happening right now, what you need to invest into? Because timing is everything in certain respects as far as building wealth. So these are the industries people should be focusing their time on. Okay, you ready? The
All
first
right.
one is, I'm going to tell it to you now, here it is, internet marketing.
Uh-huh.
It's crucial, crucial, crucial. Listen, I'm going to put it to you in a nutshell. Barack Obama came from being absolutely a no-name, can't even
Come
pronounce
on.
His name,
Come
African-American
on.
Brother, to president
Come on.
Of the 9 It Stays with Web 2.0 Social Book Marketing.
Yes.
Able to raise money via the internet from all, listen to me, Deborah, from all over the world people contribute.
Yes. Yes.
Not just
yes.
the United States, all over the world, and we needed the world.
Yes.
You're talking about an African-American brother. $750 million.
Whose name is Barack Obama.
Okay. Okay, yes. Father from Kenya, mother from America. I mean, truly living the American dream. And thank God, I mean, this is a prime example, Deborah. Imagine, I even thought, and I'm a poli-sci major from Rutgers U, so I even thought, I did all the logical things and said, look, I'm a vote for the brother because I love him, but how is he going to beat Hillary Clinton?
Oh, come on.
How is he going to beat Bill Clinton? You know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think that it was going to get done. I said, okay, I'll see him in another 4 years. You know, but I was going to vote for him, no doubt about that, because I really believed in his principles and what he was all about.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God he thought bigger than me and you. And because 95% of people I talk to, everybody, black, white, Asian,
yeah.
matter.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
thought he would never, ever be president of the United States.
Yeah.
And thank God that he was stronger than you and I. Can you imagine the rejection
Come on.
He got?
Oh, my goodness.
And they say, even his wife.
And we're just trying to build a business. We're trying to build, get out, as they say, which we should never say little business, but we say that. We're trying to get our business. And here this man has taken on, God,
yes.
everything. I mean, I would not want his position for nothing. Yeah.
You know, and this is what I'm talking about. And now look at him. He's a millionaire. He's an author, coming from being a senator, now president of the United States.
Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about all of that. No, yeah, that's the new one. Yes, Nobel Peace Prize winner. Because you know what? His dream was so much more bigger than him, and he knew that. And he knew it better than us, and he knew that he was the man to come in and clean up the mess that was created by the last administration. So, internet marketing, number two. Number two factor, network marketing. Now, let me hit on this. This is the deep one. This is where people don't get it. I was just now talking to a diva, one of my diva friends. She's a millionaire. Just now went from one company to another company. Now, listen to this. This diva came to the U.S. with $50, Deborah, $50. When she was 18, she built a million-dollar industry in network marketing. So network marketing, there's not the ism. There's no classism, racism, or sexism. You are judged by how you network effectively.
Exactly.
And by
exactly.
the number. It's nothing personal.
Exactly.
It all boils down to it. You're going to start out with a low shoestring budget investment and catapult. And MLM is recession-proof. And
yes.
more importantly for me, it's multiple streams of income. I'm about multiple streams of income and digital income. I love
yes.
it.
And the education that you get from it.
Yes.
Yes.
yes, and it's so much more valuable. I've been to workshops and seminars I paid $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 for. Then I would go to a network marketing, you know, conference and convention and got even more, and it was even more powerful, more magnificent for a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah,
so
give us the three. Yeah,
number three.
Yeah.
Green ecosystem. Definitely get into the green ecosystem. You know, dealing with, you know, understanding how to deal with the new recycle business as far as the green, as far as the electricity is concerned, as far as cars are concerned, et cetera. Become an expert. Become a consultant. Number four, you need to get into real estate. Real simple. Don't get it twisted. Real estate is still alive and well. More
it's on sale now,
Yeah, it's on sale. Everything's on a shrinking budget. And last but not least, you need to get back into trading, the stock market, best thing to be doing right now, commodities, Forex, and also stock options trading. So that gives everybody a good leeway. And do an internet business, do an offline business, too. Make sure you're a consultant. Work outside of your home. You can start off really good. And like I said, all these things I just now mentioned, you can do it a couple hundred dollars or a couple thousand dollars and make millions of dollars doing it. Okay?
Wow. Wow. This is powerful. The top five things you said, industries that people need to go into right now, is internet marketing, network marketing, the green ecosystems. We are actually going to have an expert there at our conference, which is going to be discussing the greenbacks and going green in March. So we definitely encourage you to come to that. Real estate, because you said, of course, it is on sale. This is the time not to shy away because everybody else is gobbling up those properties, huh?
Yes.
And then trading, going back into trading and commodities. I tell you what, you have been so phenomenal.
So I suggest you do that because that's what you want to do. You have to have 5 to 7 streams of multiple streams of income coming in, no less than $20,000 a month in each and every one of them.
And tell us real quick, what's your website so that we can
sure.
visit you and get more information?
The website you can go to is thedynamicdiva.com. That's thedynamicdiva.com. And when they get there, click on and put their email address in, and they'll get my free e-sign and give them health, wealth, and spiritual tips, tools, and advice on a
website. Well, this has been Deborah Hartnett with the lovely Dr. Ilan Bomani. Please tune in next week for another great show. Thank you so much, Dr. Bomani.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.